If you're driving right now, you might note that there are a lot of powerful cars around you. You might be in a high horsepower vehicle yourself. As reported by Bloomberg, last year, America's drivers looking for a vehicle with more than 600 horsepower had 18 models from which to choose. Since 1976, horsepower in the U.S. has virtually doubled, with the median model offering 283 horsepower today versus 145 back in 76. The median time it took for a vehicle to go from 0 to 60 miles an hour when Gerald Ford was president was around 14 seconds. Today, it is around 7 seconds. 4 decades ago, there was one production car in America that made 285 horsepower, the Aston Martin DBS. Today, more than half of the cars and trucks on sale offer as much power or more, including the Kia Sorento. The Aston Martin Vanquish, a descendant of the DBS, makes 568 horsepower today. Despite this surge in power and speed, the Environmental Protection Agency's median measurement of miles per gallon has doubled from 15 to 30 over the past 4 decades. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Aniban Basu.